Thousands of people in Ukraine's capital are without running water and electricity. A steady drumbeat of Russian airstrikes has disabled Kyiv's critical infrastructure just as winter descends. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Don Jensen, director of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace and former diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. And Dr. Jensen, we always appreciate your time with us. So this reminds me a bit of Stalingrad, ironically, obviously without the fighting on the ground, but you have a determined population ready for a long, cold winter. Is that what we're seeing?
That is what we're seeing. And I think, and to putting it in a military context, having failed on the ground, Putin is resorting to terrorizing civilians. And that's really what's happening. And so they're focusing on the big four: water, heating, internet, and telephone, electricity. And so as you said correctly, on a given moment, a lot of the country is simply blacked out. And what you've seen, and stirringly, is that a lot of the Ukrainians, as you mentioned, have organized from on the ground. There are water dispensing stations in downtown Kyiv. There are little touches to keep the morale of the population up on elevators and elsewhere. And so just as we're seeing this horrific series of attacks, we're also seeing, as you said, incredible resilience by the Ukrainian people. So if Putin thinks this is going to turn the tide, it most certainly will not. This could be Stalingrad during the war. This could be the Berlin airlift kind of situation in 1948. It could be Britain during 1942 in the Blitz. This is not something that usually gets an invader what he wants, just steals the population, and that's what we're seeing now. I should say 41 in the Blitz, not 42.
No, it's all right. We're not keeping score here. But you bring up the Berlin airlift. So what is the U.S. and NATO partners doing?
Well, I think you saw today that NATO, the General Secretary, has pledged, to provide the clothing, the warmth, the water, the supplies that needs to keep the Ukrainian people going through the winter. At the same time, diplomats are pointing out that the military assistance has to continue. I would note, however, that by a large number of stories, the Russians are losing a large portion of their missiles when they're doing this. And so what you're seeing is the disappearance of their guided intelligent missile force, and they're just hitting. They're just hitting with crewed missiles. There was a story in the Russian press today that they're taking nuclear weapons off their rockets and just firing them, trying to hit anything. And that's the Russian way of warfare. I just don't think it's going to work right now.
It seems desperate. Is that the way to read it?
I think that's right. It is desperate. And Putin, I think, is playing the long game. They're calculating the war will go on, calculating that somehow these mobilized teenagers and untrained troops thrown into the meat grinder of the front will stop Ukraine and make a difference. So he's trying to drag it out, and one of the ways he can do that is to put pressure on Zelensky and the Ukrainian government to stop, to go to the negotiating table, to give Russia what it wants, at least partially. But there's absolutely no sign the Ukrainians are blinking. It's really quite stirring to watch on TV and in the press. They are really, really holding strong, and we'll have to see if this continues.
Yeah, it reminds me of the early days in February and March when analysts didn't give them a chance. Many analysts didn't give them a chance, and yet they fought, and we were stirred by social media and by President Zelensky. Is this a chance to maybe re-up that inspiration as it's waned over the last few months?
It sure has, and I think if you follow it every day, you're inspired almost every day. But what you saw, and you're absolutely right, you saw the whole corpus of Russia experts, military experts in NATO, in the West, in Washington, just get it wrong. And one of the things they did is that they underestimated the human spirit. And that's what we're seeing now. A country, frankly, they didn't know much about, Ukraine. All of a sudden, they're doing brave things. They're taking our military assistance and teaching now NATO how to use some of those weapons in new ways, because they've been very resilient. They very much are a population that goes ground up in terms of organizing, in terms of reforming and pushing back. And that's what, frankly, I think NATO has learned stuff from, seeing how the Ukrainians use the weapons we've given them.
Well, Don, we always appreciate the time and your insight. That was Don Jensen, director of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace and former diplomat at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, talking a bit about the situation on the ground in Ukraine. If you missed any of that conversation, you can download the Odyssey app and use the replay feature.